That's the lead single in advance of her second album, Just As Herself, and not the side project known as Menad. That was Letitia Sadier with Find Me, The Pulse of the Universe. And that's off the forthcoming Silencio album through Drag City. Sadier is best known as the primary vocalist for Stereolab, the long-standing group that's been on a recent hiatus. And Sadie will be touring in support of Silencio, though the closest that she will get to Vancouver will be Seattle's Barboza, October 3rd. So begins this episode of Exploding Head Movies. This is your cinematically inspired program here, broadcast on UBC's foreboding and ominous little community radio station, CITR, 101.9 FM, 88.5 Shaw Cable here in the Vancouver Lower Mainland area. For the rest of the world, you can find us online, www.citr.ca. My name's Gak, and I'll be sending those signals, those digital signals, until 9 p.m. You can call the station here at 604-822-2487. You can email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com. So later on in the show, we're going to profile the soundtrack to the recent Ridley Scott film, an alien prequel of sorts, known as Prometheus. Featuring music by Mark Streitenfeld and Harry Gregson-Williams. And behind me is one of the selections from a recent remix compilation from the KPM Music Production Library Group, responsible for decades of TV and film production music. Ski Whiff does the remixing here, and this is off the Vintage Remix Boutique. This is their take on Sid Dale's brass, beats, and bongos. So we have some new music from the old Brooklyn band Liars, though they're now based in an industrial section of Los Angeles for the past few years. Their latest album is Wish You, spelt W-I-X-I-W, power of a palindrome right there. And it features yet another turn in style as they go kind of more electronic here. Liars will be at the Biltmore Cabaret next month, so circle July 9th on your calendar. So from Wish You, these are the Liars. It's number one against the rush here. On Exploding Head Movies, CITR, Vancouver.
Aboriginal Unhistory Month is a series of events in June celebrating Aboriginal creativity, scholarship, and intellectual traditions. The events aim to educate and cultivate conversations about relationships, representation, and recognition of Aboriginal peoples. The events, which include film screenings, lectures, and exhibits, explore new dimensions of the Aboriginal experience and examine the different meanings of the term history. We invite you to join us. For more information about the events taking place, please visit aboriginal.ubc.ca.
the 13th release through his Text Records label, Fortet, joined by his good buddy Burial there with Nova, which came out this past winter. This is the third time that they have collaborated together, this time though without Thom Yorke, but they've managed a fiercely spectral groove going all this time here. We got a little bit more Ski Whiff and KPM Magic behind me. This is their take on Keith Mansfield's Wild Waters. And Ski Whiff's the work of Alessandro Pasquale Rizzo and Elliot Greenway Ireland, who ran the Jalapeno record label for a while, and then moved on to Pedigree Cuts. Hosting a CITR here, I'm Gak. This is Exploding Head Movies, and up next, a lot of people probably on the commercial stations have heard of Ellie Goulding. She's an English pop star. 2010 debut album Lights offered her good little mainstream start there. She's working on her follow-up album this year, but in the midst of recording that album, she's released a one-off song that covers Toronto R&B Dark Lord The Weeknd. Remixes have already been flowing aplenty of this track here, including a wicked one by local producer Kay Banks. However, let's stick with the original here, featuring production work by Philly's Xafoon Jones from the alt-rap band Chitty Bang. So this is Ellie Goulding with High For This here on CITR Vancouver.
Promise will be so good. PowerSmart. Set an energy conservation target of 10%. You'll get access to tools to help you conserve, and you can track your progress online. Visit bchydro.com/teampowersmart to join today. This message brought to you by BC Hydro PowerSmart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
This is Sir Reginald Wainsmere, composer of the film Too Many Tuesdays. You can hear my music and much more on Exploding Head Movies, Mondays at 7:30 on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
On the counter, but my mind always wanders. I'm happy they brought me on. Since I saw you up there in the cupboard, my leafy heart grew fonder. To yourself I want to show. I'm glaring at your glow all day and night. Despite you being out of reach, nonetheless I beam with delight. But I'm stuck on you, honey, I'm stuck on you. I'm stuck on you, honey, I'm stuck on you. Come down here and join me, I wish I knew. Now I'm stuck on you, honey, I'm stuck on you. Beyond my goal, at the end of the rainbow, my thoughts of gold, you melt up my heart in slender. When we get consumed, we'll be together. In love's storm, it will break down, we will last forever. I'm stuck on you, honey,
And this is Morski Whiff tackling the KPM library. This is their take on Keith Mansfield's Skydive. So that starts to start off with Ellie Goulding covering The Weeknd and High for this. And incidentally, The Weeknd aimed to release an album that combines their first three EPs shortly, so keep your eyes peeled. Then we heard from Edmonton, that was Purity Ring. It was Belly Speak. Originally a track that was on a split 7-inch single with Braids through Fat Possum, but it's slated to be... Actually, I think at one point they're from Edmonton, but they're out of Montreal now, sorry. Their debut album, Shrines, comes out this July through Last Gang. And it's going to feature previous singles, Ungirthed and Obi Deer. Then we close with the mysterious British producer, Quest, and we just heard Honey. And that's off his Meantime EP through the Warp label. And Quest played guitar for a while with Ebony Bones, played keyboards later with touring versions of Left Field. And Quest, spelt K-W-E-S, has been remixing Damon Albarn, Mirrors, and the band we're about to listen to here. But of course, you are listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Check out www.citr.ca for podcasts, live streams as well, too, so you can listen to this and any other fine programming. So Quest has also remixed Hot Chip, and they have a new album out. Just came out last week called In Our Heads. And they just added a Vancouver date to their North American tour schedule, September 16th at the Commodore Ballroom. And there's video footage flying right now of how they've been doing live, and they've been covering Fleetwood Mac. So one thing amongst dozens to watch out for. Night and Day is the astonishing lead single, featuring a video starring Reggie Watts and Terrence Stamp. But we're going to play a deeper cut off of In Our Heads. So this is Hot Chip with Flutes here on CITR Vancouver.
sunsets in my brain. I'm moving words across the terrain, trying hard to fix to the page. I'm wedded to the thought that we came, only to discover our names. And blow a horn of love and refrain, and watch things drop down.
If you like science, kinetic sculptures,
robots,
music,
lasers,
crafts,
and much, much more. And you won't want to miss the greatest show and tell on Earth, Vancouver Mini Maker Faire, June 23rd and 24th at the Pacific National Exhibition. Visit makerfaire.ca for more details. That's MAKERFAIRE.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do
Originally from Gotland, Sweden, but now based in New Orleans for the past two decades. That was Teresa Anderson with Hold On To Me off this year's album Street Parade through the Bees and Street label. Anderson is best known for her one-woman performances using multiple loop pedals, whereby she can play all the instruments there, similar to what Owen Pallett does with his violin. We got some more Ski Whiff taking on Keith Mansfield in the background here. English composer known for themes for sports for BBC, NBC, and the Our Special Presentation intro to various Tarantino flicks, known as Funky Fanfare. However, this track is just called Crazy, Crazy, off the Vintage Remix Boutique album through KPM. Though some versions float around online, just known as Ski Whiff versus KPM, a free download that this British duo has released there. You're listening to CITR Vancouver here. Looking way into the future for concerts, I do see Beach House are playing Commodore October 1st as part of their Frightened Eyes tour, which starts July 1st in San Diego. So from their latest album, Bloom, where each song sounds like it's part of a same longer song, this is Beach House with Wild here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Conservation is the first and best resource option for BC. Do your part. Turn off the lights when you leave a room and unplug your cell phone charger when charging is complete. Visit bchydro.com to find out more ways you can make a difference. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Thank you.
behind me. This is Morski with, this time, taking on George French and his song Daft as a Brush. Yeah, so that's that started with Beach House and Wild, and then we heard Frankie Rose, formerly of Crystal Stilts, Dumb Dumb Girls, and the Vivian Girls, and that was the title track to her second album, this year's Interstellar. Rose is currently supporting New Jersey band Real Estate for their English tour. Then we closed off with the local band Brastronaut, and that was The Grove off their latest album, Mean Sun. Hopefully you caught them at the Rio a few weeks ago, and I think some people deep in the Kootenays somewhere got a lucky show after a landslide forced them to stay up, I think Revelstoke or something like that. And after they're finishing off at North by Northeast, Brastronaut's Canadian tour is almost done. They got a few more shows in Ontario and Quebec before they head back here. Another local band on the road right now is Japandroids. They just started another tour in San Diego, play Denver tomorrow, and more importantly, they hit up the Biltmore Cabaret on the seventh day of the seventh month this year for what looks to be a sold-out show. Their latest album, Celebration Rock, is a monstrous leap in songwriting as Brian King and David Prowse perfect their recording and songwriting skills, working with zero overdubs in the studio, and spending a year optimizing how the songs would sound live. Celebration Rock indeed. So this is Japandroids with the aptly titled Adrenaline Night Shift here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Exploding Head Movies with Gak here continues on.
This month, in the June issue of Discorder, we chat with Needles and Pins about superstitions, disband some winter woes with Young Pacific, meet the fellows of Capital Six and their heartfelt psych folk jams, and find out about the glamorous life of a touring indie band and our feature on Beekeeper. Plus, sad about the end of Coachella? Never fear, not when you have part one of our Vancouver Summer Festival Guide. See what the Anza Club is all about in our venues section. Learn about the fictional band Wet Leather in Textually Active. As always, find out about the latest and greatest music, both live and recorded, in the Discorder calendar, under review and real live action section. And don't forget about our feature on Music Waste, which takes place June 4th to 10th. And meet DJ Smiley Mike and DJ Caddyshack, hosts of Trance and Dance, in our On the Air section. All this and more from Discorder, that magazine from CITR 101.9 FM, supporting local music for over 25 years.
After Little Japandroids there with Adrenaline Night Shift, we heard Montreal's Duchess Says with the Subtraction of Obedience off their latest album last year's In a Fung Day Tea. For those of you heading to Slit Island in Calgary, which starts this Wednesday, do see Duchess Says when they play live, as lead singer Annie Claude Duchesne magnetizes. And if not, she'll probably tackle you on the stage there. At this point, it's looking highly unlikely that I will be actually make it after all to that cowtown, so someone please do say hi to the shadowy men for me here. Behind me, this is the last of the Ski Whiff mixes, the KPM work that at least I will play on this show. This is Ski Whiff here remixing David Lindup's Ballroom Beat Bonanza. Up next, it's time to head to a place no one can hear you scream here on Exploding Head Movies, CITR Vancouver.
For a taste of the classics with a twist, Join me, Marguerite, with Classical Chaos, Sunday mornings starting at 9, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada.
We just heard Going In and Behind Me. This is Too Close, both from the soundtrack to Prometheus, which is this week's profile here on Exploding Head Movies. And Prometheus is the de facto prequel to Alien, the 1979 classic sci-fi horror film directed by Ridley Scott. All the other Alien films in the franchise were directed by other directors like James Cameron, David Fincher, and a whole bunch of others that I'm forgetting right now, the guys behind Delicatessen. And Scott had actually wanted to return the franchise for a long time, though. It took almost 9 years. Originally, he was working with James Cameron for a bit. But once the script came in 2010, he sort of came to mind. And then he opted to incorporate some new ideas and mythologies into the long-standing series. And Prometheus, of course, refers to the Greek mythology involving the Titan who was punished for giving mankind life itself out of clay, and then the gift of fire. Prometheus himself was condemned by Zeus to be chained to a rock and have his liver eaten daily by an eagle. The liver would grow back, the eagle would be hungry. The theme extends to the film, whereby ancient star maps are found on Earth, which lead to a scientific exploration to the planet appearing on those maps. And then things, of course, go horrifically wrong. The score to Prometheus is done by two guys, German Mark Steitenfeld, and then British composer Harry Gregson-Williams. I'll talk a little bit more about them later, but let's get on with the music here. So we're going to start off with Steitenfeld and Gregson-Williams from the Prometheus soundtrack. We'll listen to Engineers, and then Wayland, and then let's see how much time we have until 9 o'clock. So we started off with Engineers. Then we heard Wayland, Not Human, and Infected. And I'm going to talk over two or more of the ambient tracks before closing with the finale. And this will be Hypersleep and then Invitation. All these from the Prometheus soundtrack, as done by Mark Streitenfeld and Harry Gregson-Williams. And as you heard, it alludes a lot to Jerry Goldsmith's 1979 score at time, sometimes with the flutes, sometimes just with the instrumentation there. Both Gregson-Williams and Streitenfeld are Hans Zimmer protégés, and they actually work at Zimmer's sort of music factory there. Both of them worked together on 2005's Kingdom of Heaven, and at the very least, Gregson-Williams is the older of the two. He studied music in England, but then he started teaching in Egypt. Moved back to England, taught music and sports that way, and then he started composing. Scored his first film in 1994, and then worked with Hans Zimmer on 1997's Smilla's Sense of Snow. And at this point, Gregson-Williams, within the Zimmer world, is the choir orchestra conductor. And some of the recent films he's worked on are Cowboy and Aliens and The Town. And if you're a big video game fan, he also did the orchestration for the Metal Gear series as well. Now, at this point, Gregson-Williams has been doing his own tutoring, and that's where Streitenfeld fits in. Streitenfeld worked as a music assistant, doing music and sound editing for Zimmer, and has worked with Ridley Scott ever since Kingdom of Heaven. Did work on American Gangster, Body of Lies, and the recent Robin Hood. So, it's a fantastic-sounding score here. Not something you expect from a collaboration of this scope, but kind of fits into that Zimmer world here. So this is going to be it for Exploding Head Movies for June 18th, 2012. Coming up at 9 o'clock, it is the Jazz Show with Gavin Walker, and he will guide you to midnight, at which point CITR's broadcast day comes to at least a live end. There'll be some overnight programming provided there, because, yeah, Canada Post Rock is still on hiatus. But don't you worry, 6 a.m. Tuesday morning, Pacific Pickin' will start your day. If you missed any of this week's episode, just go to www.citr.ca, click on schedule, and you'll find the podcast link there. You can also search iTunes for Exploding Head Movies, much in the same way you can search Facebook and Twitter as well. But there's always email, radiofreegack@gmail.com. So next week, it's finally time to look at the Moonrise Kingdom. And, of course, I wrote Moonshine Kingdom, so good for me. So, yeah, so if all you Wes Anderson fans, we will have something lined up that way from Alexander Desplat's score and some of the wonderful, like, early 60s cues that way. So we're going to close off with Streitenfeld and Gregson-Williams as time permits. These are sort of more of the more intense numbers coming up, so it will be Hello, Mommy, and then Birth from Prometheus. So take care of yourselves, Vancouver. Best of luck for those of you going to Sled Island. Have tons of fun there in Calgary. And, of course, the Vancouver Canadiens baseball season starts, or has started already, but their home game's Wednesday. So, hopefully the start of summer that way kicks off, as it should. No more clouds, no more rain. So take care of yourselves, Vancouver. We'll see you in 7 days.
You are listening to CITR FM 101.9 on Shaw Cable 88.5 or on your computer, www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show coming up with Gavin Walker.
Ba-do-ba-dee-oo, doo-dee-oo, doo-wee. Ba-do-ba-dee-oo.